Blog Talk Radio.
If I didn't have God in my life, I don't know where I would be. People say, I don't know what I would do if I did not have the Lord in my life. Let me just say that again. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have the Lord in my life. But because of His grace and His mercy, I'm here today. It's Saturday, the last Saturday in 2018. I am excited about the purpose that God has in my life. I'm excited about the purpose that God has for the life of His people. You know, there's so much going on in the world today, but God has a purpose for each and every one of our lives, and He has a purpose for the church. The church has a purpose. God has us set up to do the supernatural. He has us set up to be powerful. He has us set up to reign. We are to be on top. We are set up to be the head and not the tail. Those that are the church, not the building, but the actual church, the body of Christ. Let us not forget that we are the body of Christ. It's physical. The body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And in being that, we have power. And in having power, with power comes responsibility. And so we are responsible to do things that Christ has set up for us to do. Again, my name is Evangelist Charlene Stott. I'm a member of the Jesus Saves Ministry, and we're located right here in Greenville, North Carolina, 1007 West Arlington Boulevard. My subject today is Jesus already set you up. Jesus already set you up. And you know what the thing is? I talked about it last night in our youth empowerment, our last youth empowerment night of the year. And I talked about it last night. I'm trying to get something. I talked about it last night. And you know, it's very important for us not to forget, not to lose ourselves in things that's going on around us. It's very important not to lose ourselves. I was watching these cooking shows on TV, and there's certain spices that you put in something in a dish, and if you put that spice in a dish, a cook can taste it. Like, you know what? I can taste that you put such and such in that dish, and even though the dish is cooked and everything's put together, they go, you put so-and-so in that dish. I can taste it. It really brings out the flavor. Okay, don't lose yourself in what's going on in the world today. And there's a lot going on. I mean, partial government shut down. I mean, there's so much going on. Christmas, New Year's, sales. So much going on. But don't lose yourself or your purpose. Jesus already set us up to be successful, to be winners, to be overcomers. And we can't lose ourselves. And this is what the enemy does. He bombards us with the cares of this life. And we'll lose our real purpose and begin to focus on the things that's around us. Jesus already set us up. I was telling them last night that, you know, when Jesus was born, let's start with Isaiah chapter 9, which is, Father, thank you so much for such a powerful word, such your word, that you left on record to bless us, to keep us, to protect us, to guide us, and to show us who we are. And we know that by knowing who you are. Father, heal, deliver, and set free is my prayer. Prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's go with Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Let's start there. And I'm not going to be here long. I'll be gone for you. It says in God's word, a child will be born for us. A son will be given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, Isaiah was talking about Jesus, right? Now, here we have Isaiah. I mean, thousands and thousands of years before Jesus was even born. Isaiah speaks this into existence. Isaiah prophesied about Jesus Christ, right? So here we have a child will be born, and catch this, for us, right? Jesus was born for us. And catch this, the very next statement says, a son will be given to us. Okay, so he was not just born for us, but Jesus was given to us. And the government, the next statement, the government will rest on his shoulders. So that means that the governing of the body of Christ rests on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. And not only does the governing of the body of Christ rests on his shoulders, but when you speak to him, there are names that come with him being the governor of the body of Christ. It's called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Now, these are not just names. These are responsibilities. I was sharing with the kids in Sunday school a couple of weeks back. I said, when a person gives you a promise, we're talking about God sending Jesus as a promise. A person that gives you a promise, when they give you a promise, you expect them to have power to fulfill the promise. If I promise you that I'm going to buy you a pair of boots, right? Don't you expect me to have power to fulfill that promise? That's what you expect. You expect, okay, she promised to buy me a pair of boots. I know that if she made that promise, she's going to have power to fulfill that promise. By the same token, if my children say I'm mother, I'm their mother, then you expect me to fulfill the duties of the mother. One of my titles is mom. One of my names is Charlene. One of my names is wife. I carry the title of wife. Being married to the pastor, I carry the title of first lady. It comes with the marriage, and it's a responsibility. But being a pastor, I mean, you can't just buy these things. These are not things you just buy. These are responsibilities that God bestows. That's why the Bible says he gives you pastors after his own heart. So he gave us a son. Look at the scripture. I mean, in Isaiah, a son will be given to us. And then when God gave him a son, the government rested on his shoulders. And with that government comes being a wonderful counselor. I was teaching them last night that being wonderful means being miraculous. It comes from the word pela, which means miraculous. Counselor means the person that listens and gives wise counsel, wise advice. You don't just hear Jesus' advice, but you embrace it. That's what miraculous advice. He's not just your wonderful counselor, but it means he gives you miraculous advice and you embrace it. That's what it means by him being given to us. And then not only that, after being your wonderful counselor, he's a mighty God, which means he has the power to fulfill the advice that he gave you. So if Jesus says go, he has the ability and power to fulfill and support you in your trip. And then he's an everlasting father, because trips are not easy. There's tire problems, there's road problems, people put you down, people run you over, they'll run you off the road if they can. So he's an everlasting father, which means he comforts you, he guides you, you know? He supports you. And then he's the Prince of Peace. And what I like about this Prince of Peace, the next verse, the next scripture, Isaiah 9:7 says, his government and peace will have unlimited growth. So this is why I said that Jesus already set you up. Those of us who are in the body of Christ, those of us who have truly accepted him, understand that the birth of Jesus Christ was a necessity and a way for us to receive and reach the destiny that God has set. Because his government and peace will have unlimited growth. Which government is that? The body of Christ. There should be peace in the body of Christ. There should be growth in the body of Christ. How do we know? Because it says in Isaiah 9:7, his government and peace will have unlimited growth. Look at the next sentence. He will establish David's throne and kingdom. Okay, so the body of Christ is going to be established. Established means it's there forever. He will uphold it. Who upholds it? The son that was given. The person whose government, whose shoulders it's on. You should not be trying to carry the church. You should not be trying to reach your destiny. Whenever we try, and it was part of the movie we were watching last night, by God's grace. Whenever we try to carry things on us, it just doesn't work. It's just not going to work. It's never going to work when you try to carry things on your shoulders. Because the Bible says in Isaiah 9:6-7, that the government is supposed to rest on the shoulders of the son that was given to us. In verse 7, it says, his government and peace will have unlimited growth. But see, it doesn't say anything about, can I tell you? It doesn't say anything about my government. It doesn't say anything about Charlene's government. It doesn't say anything about your government. It doesn't say anything about your government. I'm sorry to just throw that out. I want to just throw that out there, you know. It doesn't say anything about your government will have unlimited growth. Your peace. That's why Jesus said when he was leaving, he said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Because Isaiah told us all of that in the Old Testament that Jesus' peace would have unlimited growth. And that's why Jesus laid it out there in John, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Because he knew that his peace would have unlimited growth. When we come to each other, we need to come to each other in Jesus. That's how it stays. That's how it stands. He will establish David's throne and kingdom. He will uphold. Who will uphold it? He. Who? The son that was given. He will uphold it with justice and righteousness now, in Isaiah's time, and forever. Before he was born, when he was born, and after he gave his life, after he rose, and even now in 2018, when I need him most. The Lord of armies is determined to do this. And that's why my subject today is Jesus already set you up. See, we've already been set up. We've already been set up to succeed. We've already been set up to grow. We've already been set up. But see, we are the ones that need to walk in it. Jesus has laid the foundation. Jesus has laid the groundwork. And you know what the funny thing is? Can I tell you something? The funny thing about it is, it was laid before he was even born. And we're celebrating. I mean, I have done more study this year about Christians than I've ever done in my life. And I'm telling you, God has blessed me so much in this study. Jesus blessed us before he was even born. And of course, I already knew he was here in Genesis. And I know he was here before Genesis. I knew. But God truly opened my eyes, and I started studying about it's the most wonderful time of year. Because really, and Christmas really is the most wonderful time for me because I love celebrating Jesus. I love the light. And what made me study it was someone put on Facebook in the book of Jeremiah that cutting Christmas trees down was idolatry. And I was like, what? And I was like, Lord, if this is idolatry, I just can't put up a Christmas tree. I just can't because I don't want to do anything to go against the word of God. So I researched it. And I went in the book of Isaiah. I went in the book of Jeremiah. But those people were actually cutting the trees down and making idols and putting lights on them and worshiping. I don't worship the Christmas tree. I like the smell. I like the smell of pines bringing to my house. And I love, trust me, it is truly all about Jesus. So once I did that, I started studying about his birth, and I started really looking into what did Jesus' birth really mean? How significant is, I mean, I've always known what it meant, but how really significant is his birth then to us now? And can I tell you that Jesus really, really set us up, I mean, to be successful, not just financially, but spiritually. There was no way that the body of Christ should be suffering, should be struggling, should be tired, should be strung out. Nobody in the body, there was no way we should have to jump over pews and do backflips to get people to come to church. Because Jesus said, look, the Bible, Isaiah told us all the way back in chapter 9, verse 6, that the child was born for us. The child was born. Do you know? Look, can I tell you something? Let's go here. And I'm almost done. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 1. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. Can I tell you? And I was telling the kids last night. I was telling everybody, actually, the youth night. It was packed last night. Look at this. The Lord, yes, the Savior was born. Can I tell you, Mary knew exactly what her child was going to be, the Savior. I mean, she knew that she was carrying, birthing the Savior. And I told them, I used this example. I said, Obama, President Obama, Barack Obama, I would say Barack Obama, no disrespect intended, but Barack Obama's parents, when he was born, I'm sure they wished greatness for him. But they didn't know he was going to be the president of the United States. When he was born and they took him on his cradle, said, baby Obama. Just like you, if you have a baby, baby Smith, baby Johnson. My kids, they all said, baby born. When they come to your room, they look on your bracelet, your name said, my name said, Charlene Steve born. And the kid's bracelet said, baby born. That's what it says. But when Jesus' announcement went out, Jesus announced, look, the Savior, not a Savior, the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, capital L, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. His announcement didn't just go to the locals. His announcement went to heaven, went to the shepherds. His announcement went abroad. It went to the stars. Do you know that a star guided the wise men? Jesus' birth was announced. Look what happened. They already knew. See, he already laid the groundwork. I'm trying to let y'all know Jesus already set us up. He laid the groundwork for us. We just need to walk according to him. Justice, righteousness, peace. It's already there. He laid the groundwork. Look what the next verse says. Look. The next verse says, and you will recognize him by this sound. Now, here's the catch. He didn't come riding no, I can't say jaguar, because, well, the jaguar that day was a camel.
Oh,
he didn't come like that. He ain't have no baby bassinet. All my kids had to, like, they had the Cadillac bassinet, my kids. When they came home to the Cadillac bassinet. Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, was the baby rack that snuggly look. It's just, let me tell you something. My kids had baby bumps. You don't come home without no baby bumps. You had to have that onesie, and you had that sweater set. Pink, I had pink or white because I had all girls. Then finally my son, when my son came, he was like, what's that movie, Coming to America? Only thing they had was a rose petal because he was the only boy. Only thing they had was a rose petal. When my son came, he was like, coming to you would think he was the Lord the Savior. They made sure he had blue everything. I think even the car seat was spray painted blue because he was the only boy. But Jesus, the Savior, the Lord, the Messiah, look at him. Jared had a baby Bunsen, baby, everything blue. He had the blue sweater set, pictures. I mean, you would think he had paparazzi. Click, 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 click. But Jesus, look, you will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. He didn't even have a sweater. He had strips of cloth. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. In one version, it says a feeding trough. That's a feeding trough. A manger is a feeding trough. You know, they dump the water out that they normally feed the horses with and drop Jesus in there. But in that feeding trough was peace, justice, righteousness. The next verse goes on to say, suddenly, that one angel was joined by a vast host of others. The armies of heaven praising God and saying, I can't say something. If the armies of heaven can praise God for the Savior being born in a feeding and put in a feeding trough, why can't we praise God for what we have? The angels, the armies of heaven, the government rested on his shoulders was laying in a feeding trough. Could they have given him more? Of course. Heaven, the streets are paved with gold. Could they have put him in a chariot of fire? Yes. But he was born. That's all they needed. And Jesus paved the way for the body of Christ to be successful, to be anointed, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to be powerful. He came in a manger. He came. He was laid in a feeding trough. He didn't even have a full suit on. He just had strips of cloth put on him. Not even a full blanket. Just strips. I don't think we get it as people of God. We so caught up. I was bothering my husband, so I was like, I bought this dress when I was in New York, and I bought it just for you so you could see me. And he's like, what dress was that? I was like, what? I bought this dress because I was thinking about you and I wanted you to see I look good. He's like, well, the dress looks nice. I was like, you don't even know what dress it was. He said, the red dress. I said, all my dresses are red. But he said, but you look nice every Sunday. The Bible says that Jesus had strips of cloth on him, and he was laying in a feeding trough. And in that trough, wood box that horses have been drinking out of, animals, I ain't gonna say horses, that animals have been drinking out of and eating out of. And just because Jesus was born, they dumped it out and put him in it. In that, this baby established the throne of David. This baby established justice, righteousness, peace. This baby was a wonderful counselor. In this baby, the throne, the government, rests on his shoulders. In this child, this baby, is growth, unlimited growth of peace. Unlimited growth. The next scripture says this. Glory to God in highest heaven. Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. I'm going to say that again. Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Who are those with whom God is pleased? Those who put their trust in that babe who is sitting in that feed, laying in that feeding trough, wrapped in those strips of cloth. That's it. Jesus opened the door. All we got to do is walk in. You know, the thing is, Jesus has his door wide open. You know whose door is closed? Ours. Jesus opened the door for us to come to him. We have our door closed. You say, why are you saying that? I'm open to Jesus. Nah, no, you're not. How do I know that? Look what the Bible says. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, the Bible says, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. See, Jesus is available to us. We're the ones who are not available to him. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Jesus don't have a door. He's not closed. He's just as available now as he was when he was that baby laying in that manger. We're the ones with the door closed. But Jesus still not. He's just as available now as he was when all the shepherds and the animals and the angels and the stars, they all came. Nobody felt they were too high to come to him. The only one that won't come is us. Those that need him the most. The body of Christ. The Bible says clearly in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7, I'm living with that. His government, it's not our church, it's his church. It's his church. The church belongs to Jesus. It's his body. His government and peace will have unlimited growth. He will establish David's throne and kingdom. This is my church. I do what I want. That's not true. If it's your church, you do what you want. That's why it's where it's at now. But if you trust Jesus, remember what it says. The word of God says his government and peace, will have unlimited growth. He will establish David's throne and kingdom. He will uphold it with justice and righteousness now and forever. The Lord of armies is determined to do this. He's determined to make the body of Christ successful and have peace. What's your determination? Listen, Jesus already set you up. Now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Listen, my name is Evangelist Charlene Stiles. God bless you. It's the last Saturday in 2018. God bless you to see it. Now, trust him and go with him. Go to him and watch things work out. Excited to walk into 2019. I'm looking for God to do great things because I'm looking to trust him even more than I've ever before. He's shown me some marvelous things. I'm looking forward to trusting him. I'm going to come to him just like he's that babe in that manger and trust him. I'm going to trust him more than I've ever trusted in my life by God's grace. I love you guys. You know I do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Meet us tomorrow and Monday. We have 5th Sunday service fellowship. And then we have Monday night watch night service at 10 p.m. We're going to be having a good time. God bless y'all. Enjoy the rest of your day in Jesus. You know I will. I got my grandkids. They are dry. I'm old. They're showing me that I'm old. God bless y'all. Enjoy the rest of your day in Jesus. Remember, Jesus already set you up. Now what you going to do? God bless you.
Oh, he can't work it out. How you gonna pay your rent when all your money is spent? You got a little bit of my food. Your baby need a pass. too. Look, you got a light bill too. Even got a gas bill too. Your telephone is my day. You gotta wait until your next paycheck. I tell you what you ought to do. I tell you what you ought to do. I tell you what you ought to do. My teeth will see you through. My teeth will see you through. My teeth will see you through.